Yo, what up, Scream At Me Podcast? This Kev.
Kyle.
It's Jay.
What's going on, man? How y'all been? Sorry, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't here a little last week. You know, I had to deal with some family stuff. Truly thinking, appreciate all the prayers, wishes, and love that we got. But we back. Let's get into it. Fellas, what's been up?
Not much. For me, it's like the same old. How was your weekend? More so. How was your weekend? Because you was out a lot.
You look like you're still a little recovering, bro.
A little
like,
dazed.
Yeah, what's up?
No, I was only out on Friday.
Oh, okay.
I was with the Young Boys all weekend. Basketball season starting, so.
That's tiring within itself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been my last few days. I think we went go-kart racing on a Saturday. Then some of them stayed over my house. Then Sunday, we had a game in Jersey. And then after that, I just relaxed.
You didn't have a football game?
I did, but I couldn't go.
Oh, because you did the basketball thing? Mm-hmm. You know what?
They lost. Okay. I'm saying we.
I didn't play.
I was talking about basketball.
I was talking about the basketball, not the football.
I came in Sunday, young boy come up the steps looking like he just got slumped. Yo, what's up? I'm like, you cool?
Oh, I told the niggas to wake me up.
Yo, we got a game. We got to get up. They're doing an hour away. These niggas still asleep. Jeez. So, when y'all season officially start? Or was that a scrimmage?
No, this fall league that we in.
So, which one is this? The one like, it's ninth graders or?
It's high school, so.
Oh, it's high school.
Ninth through 12th.
So, any of you guys that came over from the middle school start yet? Or
start or on varsity?
I'll start on JV or wrestling. Did JV play this year because of COVID?
I don't know what's going on with JV right now, but two of them moved up to varsity already. So one started yesterday, but I think it's only because like he came to both practices. So, but
so yeah, do you get your reps in? Yeah, so you gonna start?
But yeah, I got two on varsity.
Okay, you want to check out the games?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I've been watching them, Jones.
Tired of the Eagles, though.
I ain't gonna
they
lose.
Tied, like, yo. It ain't a loss,
I'm
but
glad they tied and didn't lose because I had them on my ticket. And if they would have lost, they would have destroyed my whole fucking ticket.
Yo, bro, did you see the Jonas Martin? Over $1 million lost by bettors who bet against the Giants. Against 49? The Giants. No, against the Giants.
Why would you bet against the Giants?
What do you mean, why would you?
Oh, I bet against the Giants. I had the 49ers.
Yes. The Giants.
49ers won.
Yeah, I said over $1 million. Let me see, I can pull it up. So over $1 million lost by bettors who bet on
the Giants?
No, okay. See, yeah. Right here. Two big wagers on the Giants. Dame Jones pass yard didn't come in.
Oh.
It says Giants cost bettors over $1 million.
It's because Jimmy Garoppolo, Raheem Mostert, George Kittle, like they wasn't playing. And the Giants still were an underdog. Like they still had the 49ers as the favorites. So a lot of people saw that they wasn't playing and probably put big bread on the Giants because they the underdog who can get a lot of bread back. And
you know, all about
Giants got their ass
but still didn't cash
out. I bet on the 49ers. I didn't know that Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't playing. I tried to cancel my ticket, but once you put the ticket in, they don't let you.
Yeah.
So I went like, because of the Eagles, I would have won $1,300, but they took that ticket, like they took that game off my ticket. So I went 9-18, and then my other ticket, I just need the Chiefs and the Ravens to get like over 46 points, and that's another 9-18. So
they're going to have a shootout. That's just
yeah, they're going to have a shootout tonight. Yeah.
That's all I
it's
need.
It's definitely going to be one.
DraftKings have my bread.
They will, though. That's what I love about
make
him.
Make sure y'all hit up Dave because he's about to cash a check after this game.
Mm-hmm.
Dave said he's cashing everybody out. So all the shorties, big you said you wanted a pregnant joke like 5 minutes ago. Anyway, it's a couple pregnant jokes going to show me.
It's going to be a fake page.
All right, I'm going to check this off. Get into the whole Tory Megan thing. Because as everybody or most people know that like keep up with music and it's time. Tory just dropped a project. I think it was like Friday or Thursday. I think it was Friday morning. And a lot of people have been giving him backlash because of the Megan situation, because they said he shot Megan, and he's essentially been blackballed. Like, his music isn't being, like, other than when he released it, he's not getting any Spotify playlists like people usually get. He's not getting any extra endorsements. He's not getting any plays radio-wise. Like, it's literally just, like, as if an independent person put it out. And I mean, Tory has been independent the last few months, but it's a difference. Because, like, he has the name outside of an independent. So, in usual circumstances, this wouldn't happen. So, I want to go for y'all thoughts on that. Like, how do y'all feel about the fact that people, like, low-key trying to cancel Tory and feel like, you know, his music should just be ceased at this moment?
I don't give a fuck what people doing. I do what I want. Because they going to cancel him today and then be...
Real shit.
That's going to be cool in 2 weeks. So, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not following no culture, no cult, no none of that shit.
Right.
The Tory album, that shit fucking hot.
He did snap on that joint, though.
It might be the album of the year. Like, Lil Baby album probably did, like, good numbers. Mm-hmm. But in terms of, like, bars and just stories, like, that might have been an album of the year so far. It's only September, but it's probably the best album I heard this year. From start to finish, he freaking that shit. And it's not like he... It's about, like, the whole album is dedicated to that situation. So, you can, like... For real, none of us still know what happened. Like... And we only got one side of the story. The whole album is basically getting Tory Lane's side of the story. Like, okay. So.
What about you? Got any thoughts on it, really?
Nope.
Fuck the whole situation.
I really don't give a fuck about it. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. To me, at the same time, it's good, I would say, marketing for him and his camp. I don't know if this was the right time or the right situation to go about it. You mean, all in all, he's a trending topic. They're trending topics. That's
a lot of people saying that he released it the same day or the same night that the Reddit came back on the Breonna Taylor case. A lot of people saying, like, after this just happened, this is the wrong time to be releasing your album. Consider, like, I guess the situation is similar.
I mean, I ain't gonna hold you. I can... I think those people are trying to draw a line that's not there. There's completely reaching. There's no real correlation to that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you got wind of when the verdict would be dropped, no one knew what the verdict was going to be. So you can't really connect those dots. I ain't going to hold you. Since you brought that up on some sidebar shit, that verdict was complete bullshit.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I completely understand why the riots and some other things and looting or whatever is starting to kick off in other neighborhoods.
Yeah, it couldn't happen here. I was outside, like, right after it happened, and the cops was ready. Like, literally, because I think people planned to go, like, protest right in front of the courthouse and city hall and all of that. Cops 5 blocks away got a barrier. Like, all you see is cop cars, cops on bikes, cops on foot. You could not get in there. If you lived there, I don't know how you got home. Like, it literally wasn't like
but
anybody.
You gotta understand where the frustration comes from.
Yeah,
some people are using this as just a situation to be angry about, but others are really using this for what it is, and there's complete outrage. There's complete unacceptance. You know, we're not on board for that at all, but at the same time, who's surprised?
Because
we all said that shit since day one, but you know what I mean, outside of that, back to the Tory Lanez and Megan shit, I genuinely don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Both of them still millionaires. They still making money. You know what I mean, you know, him switching to being an independent artist from the labeling industry, that may have something to do with it. But at the same time, dog, the industry works just like every other fucking industry. If you are bringing bad publicity and stuff, they may actually do blackball you, you know, try and X you out or whatever. But at the same time, you can't stop the talent. That motherfucker is talented. Like, hands down, bottom line, he's talented. So, whether it takes some time, whether, you know, you're not going to respect this album, that craft is still there. And it's going to be out. It's out for the people right now. And, you know, no different. I'm sorry. You know, his is rap and August is singing. It's no different. It's the same shit. It's marketing schemes, dog. You know, it's a way to draw a ploy. It's a way to capture the audience. And it's a way to get a motherfucker to listen. And, you know, all the people that's talking negative about it, you really can't say too much unless you listen to it. So, necessarily, he still got out of you what he wanted to do. He got you to be a fan. You were listening. You know, all fans ain't in favor, fan is a fan. You know, you under that category, that umbrella. You are the audience. You listen. So it is what it is. Real shit. Doesn't matter.
I personally think that people are like blowing it a little out of proportion. Like, I feel like if it was a man that got shot, whether like a lot of people say Mega's not in their life, Tory's not either. So, but I feel like if it was a man that wasn't in that lifestyle that got shot in his foot while at a club, like with Tory, it would have been yesterday's news the day it happened. Wouldn't have been an ongoing thing. It wouldn't have been as bad. But because it's Megan and because, you know, she's a female and it's a male, it's looked at in a different light. And I get that to an extent, but I do also feel like a lot of people are trying to make it more than what it is at the same time. And I get him dropping the album. He didn't release any statement. And for him, the album was his version of releasing a statement. From what I've heard on the album, it seemed like it was a lot more than what people know. And that's the biggest thing. Like, really don't know what happened. From his perspective, it sounded like he had some real deep emotions. And I don't know what happened. Megan might have dubbed him or something really could have went off that made him do that. But y'all not going to sit here and act like it. And I'm not going to say all of y'all, because some of y'all are real calm, wholesome people. But for the crazy ones out there, y'all not about to tell me y'all never did nothing crazy in a relationship or situation like that. And if they were really in a relationship, which like it kind of seemed like he low-key was leading to in the music, he dropped the word love a few times. Now, whether it was a friendship love or the romantic type of love, if that was the situation, and you see how Tory little ass is, you're not about to tell me that you didn't expect him to act.
He should be 5'7", by the way, too.
He's not 5'7". I don't care what nobody... Now, that's one of the biggest lies he probably told in the album. He's not 5'7". There's no way. But I think that people are trying to make it more than
more
what it
than
is.
What it is. And yeah, like way more than what it is.
Even to the people like way Rick Ross, like maybe. He dropped like a few clips about it.
And then he dropped that little video talking about it, you know, I bought this car for Tory. You know,
that was like, that's too much. It's like it's to be right, relevant. Bro. Yeah, it's right. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I've seen situations you much worse right. Where these same people won't speak on things. But it's like, come on. So to me, it's me. Like. Is it really worth
it? I cared about it when it first came out.
Yeah, when it first came out.
I don't want to say I cared, but it
felt bad
my
when
mind.
It first came out because yeah. I felt like at the beginning of, like, when it first came out, one, I didn't know the situation. Two, you wanted to make sure that she was okay because at the end of the day, she did get shot. But now that she's okay, and yes, it has happened, my biggest thing is if it was as cut and dry as he shot her, why isn't he in jail or and facing some type of legal action?
That's my answer.
It's a reason why her and her team didn't go that route. Shit. And I think it's because it's deeper than what it is. They want the narrative to be what it
exactly.
is. And that's why they're keeping it there. That's why after he released the album, they try to put some other stuff out. They try to come at them saying that he's tampering and doing this and doing that. It's because more than what happened there.
Real
and
shit.
That image of Megan that we all had, they don't want that image to get tainted.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what happened. A lot of people say Megan really get wild when she partied. She could have got mad disrespectful. She could have slapped the shit out of him. Who knows? I'm not saying she did anything, but I'm not going to say that she did nothing. Biggest thing is,
and again, none of us saying that we condone the shit.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Bottom line, and I'm piggybacking off of what he said because I'm older. I ain't caught up in all this necessary nut shit. Like all this back and forth. We listen to the album to find out what happened, and I'm gonna do this interview, but I ain't gonna do that one. And oh, I got shot, but I'm dropping the pussy down in the video and shit and everything. The fuck, listen, sweetheart. It's a whole legal platform and formal way of things to get done if somebody got shot. If y'all not going to take it that route, why the fuck should I care? Go make your money and let's shut the fuck up and move on to whatever.
All right, keeping it cut and dry.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, seriously. And these next two topics, these are topics that I came across and talking to a group of people that I know while driving, like earlier last week. I thought it would be perfect podcast topics. Because it's like much to speak on, and it's so like, it was so many different opinions. Now, the group that I was talking to was all males, but they all had very different like opinions and reasons why. So the first one I want to start off with is, who do you think has a harder life, males or females, and why?
Females.
Okay. And what about you?
Yeah, females.
Okay. Now, for
the
us
three, you were talking to say males?
It was split. So me and one other guy said females. And four other guys said males.
How? What was the argument?
One of the dumbest arguments I heard was because females have easy access to things like OnlyFans and porn.
So
like, bro, so that makes their life easier. And that was the thing. He was looking at first, I'm like, OnlyFans just became a thing. Now
what percentage of females have
Like, and right, more percentage of females have the luxury to literally, you know, and then when
the majority of females, their jobs, like, we can have the same degree, have the same credentials. Every dollar I make is only 85 cents for the average female. Mm-hmm. So how many girls have OnlyFans or Pornhub when majority of the women making less than the average
male? It was stupid to me because all of their reasons was like real. Like, if you like define what a chauvinistic male was, all their reasons was like that type of stuff. And my thing was, one is deeper than finances, but two is, it's so much more than just that. But it's also, you got to think about, like, even that stuff. Like,
just childbirth alone, periods make their life harder than mine.
Childbirth, periods, fucking the way men view and
that was my
treat and look at women. Yeah. The fact that women have been raped. Exactly. Sometimes since they were kids, you know, the simple fact of what their body goes through throughout their life. Don't get our dicks get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. Okay, literally, their body goes through hormonal changes that are truly a roller coaster. And honestly, I'm glad that we're amongst men and can say it because a woman would give it way more in depth or way more of a personal experience or whatever, and not to say that we taking anything away from it because we agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, like, that shit is crazy when you think about it. I literally have a pregnant wife at home right now, dog. Like, okay, she's 2 weeks out from giving birth, and we don't even know if she's going to make it. The baby is supposed to be due October 15th, but honestly, we don't know. She's going to her appointment while I'm right here. So we'll see how my week goes, in all honesty. But, you know, literally like a week ago, man, I'm rubbing her stomach and she, you know, she complains about, you know, the baby in my ribs or the baby on my bladder. We laying in bed and I put my hand, you know, like right at the top of her stomach, right under her breast, you know, but almost where your bottom two rib cage is. The fucking baby feet, right here, cuz.
We going right to the hospital.
The baby feet, like, I felt that shit, like, the baby feet up here, and she like, you see what I mean? I see I be punching this motherfucker out of me 3 weeks ago. What's crazy, his big and shit, like, chunky face and all that already, I can't wait to meet him, but, yeah, dog, like, to know what all they go through, like you said, period. Could you imagine?
First of all, being a fifth grader in a class,
exactly,
you just start bleeding.
And you just start bleeding from the tip of your shit.
Most I got was probably a hard dick, and I'm not trying to stand up.
I'm not going to stand up and go talk in front of the class. Like,
learn at a young age how to control that. Like, you still got to live everyday life. You can't stay home for that 1 week.
Women
got to
go
out with all of that stuff.
The scale of what they go through, I'm sorry, it completely trumps what we deal with.
What is it called? Oh, menopause? Like, what the fuck?
At almost every stage of their life, there is some true hormonal or physical change that they go through.
And even this.
That like, shit crazy.
We don't got to worry about this.
None of that shit.
And this part, I was like, y'all don't realize this. Like, for us, we have sex. If I have sex with 100 women, now, ladies, y'all can tell me if y'all agree or disagree, but this is my perspective. If I have sex with 100 women, I'm going to get depped up by almost any dude I know. And even from a female's perspective, like from my experience when talking to females as far as sexual experience, if a female knows that I've had sex with multiple women, it's not necessarily a turnoff. They don't look at me as an untouchable dude. Now, they might not admit that it's something that they want, but them knowing that I also have a level of experience is also a bonus for me. They'd rather that than a guy with no experience. But when you flip the table, for a female, if you've had sex with even 1/4 of that, you're a hell of a slut and nobody wants to touch you. So, like, even reputation in general, whenever they go to work, they get looked at differently. Like,
mm-hmm.
My promotion might not be judged on whether or not my boss wants to sleep with me. But for a female, that's really an option.
Yep.
And then it's like, when you even think about, like, I could go on a rant about all this stuff, but I'm just trying to touch on my main points. Protection. Like, we have the pressure of being a man, and that's one of the biggest arguments. I remember as a kid, I used to agree with it. You have that pressure of having to be a man, provide and all of that. But do you understand, for us, we got to learn how to provide and be a man. But for them, they have to find the right man to provide for. They have to find a man that will truly protect them. We don't have to do that. I protect myself. And, of course, like, my wife, maybe it'll protect me, help me in some ways, but you have to meet a guy and really hope that he'll protect you. He won't do anything wrong to you. He won't ever physically harm you. The guy that you date won't rape you the one time you tell him no, because y'all like 2 months in and you still not ready. All of that stuff is stuff that on a daily basis, my mind doesn't even have to rattle when thinking about. But for a female, these may be everyday struggles. This may be why certain females don't talk to dudes. They dub every dude they see because that shit is scary looking. Like,
I'm going to take it a little bit of a step further, but along the same lines as well. You know, the saying is that behind every great man is an even greater woman. Mm-hmm. What we bear as men, like sometimes the protection aspect or the load of the finances, still compares nothing to what they endure or are expected to uphold and carry to keep this unit moving. You know, I have been raised in the multiple family, you know, double family house, multiple family household, my mom and my dad, however you categorize or whatever. So I've seen those dynamics, not only in my household, the things that we have to do and the what they have to bear into comparison to make the unit work, it just completely outweighs. What I was saying was, you know, watching my parents' dynamic in the household of my father being the breadwinner, but my mother completely running the house. You know, my dad pays the mortgage. That's my mom's house.
Right.
Still to this day, even when we talk to my parents, he even says, "You going to mom's house?" Yeah, because
he knows.
While he knows, like, you know, and don't get me wrong, my dad pays the mortgage without a job, ups and downs, pay cuts. My dad fronts that load, you know, that typical older man that was the dynamic or the way I was raised and stuff. And even in the root of my house, like, yeah, I try my best to handle the finances, the protection, you know, the guidance, I have boys, so I'm a little bit more hands-on with them. But still, between what my wife has to bear and also to keep me, to keep me sane, whole, you know, complete in her shit.
Yeah.
The babies and shit, like, it outweighs.
I personally feel like it's easier to go and do a job. Because when you do that, you let your home life away.
Away.
You go do work. It's a break. Sometimes your job is bad, but yeah, it's also always a break. And it's like,
a break.
I've seen both aspects of that where, like, when my mom and dad were together, when my mom was working and my dad stayed at home, opposed to when my mom stayed at home and started her own like stuff and my dad with the work. It was a completely different atmosphere. She would actually nurture, she would actually handle stuff, help us with homework and stuff. My dad would be knocked the fuck out. Let me ask him to help me with homework, bro. He gonna cave my chest and he can't sleep.
Like, why
and he ain't working, so I'm like, bro, stay at home dad, you sitting at home. Like, you won't cook for me or nothing. I would come home. My mama, like, literally, if I needed a snack, she got me. Like, she was cooking all of it. So it was like, just the roles, the different ways that they attack the roles. How much more into it women are. Like, how, like, women are always have known to be nurturers, but, like, when you really think about how they really can nurture you from a youth up to, like, because your mom nurtures you when you're growing up. But your wife takes over that role. Like, she's not your mom, but she takes over that role when she becomes your wife, because they always make sure you're okay emotionally and any other way that they need to. They will step into it almost without hesitation. Now, it's not every woman, but most good women will do this. And it's like you literally can kind of see it when it's
good. Partnerships have that.
Yeah.
That's the true. That's the real. You know, the glitz and glams and how we look in the photos and all of that stuff. That's. That's not the relationship.
Yeah.
It's the day-to-day. Mm-hmm. You know, we both may work, but are we still checking on one another? Mm-hmm. You know, are we still making sure that the couple that grew into the family are still intact?
Mm-hmm.
That's the significant way that this works. But even then, while it's still a mutual thing, and then when I went through marriage counseling, one of the main things that... you know, me and my wife took from it was that ultimately you won't always be 50-50.
Oh, I'm so glad you said
but
that.
But the deal is that together we have to complete 100% So regardless to what the circumstance or the obstacle or stipulation that we're going through, as long as unified together, we're at 100%. We made it.
Yeah.
So if finances, even if I may only bear 40%, but if she comes in with that 60, we're at that 100 to that make it. Complete. You know what I'm saying? Religiously, if I'm at that 3 or 4, but she's at that 7 or 8, together we're at, you know, that 100% that we both need to make it. And where I fall short, she picks up. And vice versa. If you go into those protection categories or whatever other things, and you know me trying to rear and guide my young men and or young boys into these growing men, you know, I may have more than she does, but together,
you know, make that,
we make that
that's
shit
the beautiful
like,
part of
it. Mean, like,
people focus too much to me on 50-50. Like, that's all I see. Yeah. Like, even just from like a relationship standpoint, friendship, anything, I've been telling people, maybe for like the last 2 to 3 years, it's never 50-50. I personally believe that it's never 50-50. There's always going to be more somebody's side in some category.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
your category, you might dominate the finances, or you might dominate the protection, and she might dominate a lot of the emotional stuff. She might dominate the thoughtfulness. Like she might literally help run this part, and you might help run that part. But together, y'all are right. Like the ship is
the
on
the whole
joint.
Yeah.
But people say and this
neither part can work without
this
the other.
Only one thing that can be 50-50 is financial, because it's so
Yeah, so that's numbers. You can write that down. You can plan it out.
I mean,
but you can't do that with life.
You might dominate one category. I'm going to dominate the other category.
While in finances, because it's normally a struggle for men, it's easier on paper to say that it's ability to be 50-50. But truly, degrees, education, your experience, my experience, your record, my record,
right.
other factors come into it, so it can't.
Like,
sometimes
you ain't take the same path. You
know,
can't say that.
I got 6 kids, you got 1. Even if we making the same amount, sweetheart, I'm not bringing home what you gonna bring home, because it is a lot of other shit that has to be taking place or comes out of that check before, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and whichever way you work it out, whichever
that's
way
a lot of relationships,
you mean,
like,
but
even if, like, there's some men out here that's still paying for all the bills. Like, his wife or girlfriend still go to work. So, like, after I pay all the bills, like, I only saved such and, but you saved your whole check. Like, and you keep doing that shit, keep doing that shit.
But see, at the same time, and the trade-off should be that, you know, while I may take care of the bills, you take care of the taking care of us. So where I don't have any extra money, and you know I think one of some sneakers, here
right,
you go, we should
that,
you know what I'm saying, like that kind of stuff, or whatever the case is, you know, from the biggest to biggest to the smallest or whatever, you know, like, it's just a, you got to come into it together. Like, you have to work together. The communication of it all
is key. We don't got no kids, and I'm paying all the bills.
Yeah, like, but see,
like, it ain't that much to be done in the house. My dick better be sucked every day.
But see, I ain't even gonna bullshit you. To an extent, that will only last but so long for you and intrigue you and satisfy you. Or at the same time, you're still gonna want more. You know, because to that extent, like, I don't even see that really being necessary. You know, don't get me wrong. I get the expectation. I get the expectation of the men paying all the bills, but I truly don't think it's necessary, because in this day and age and everybody working and doing your thing, though, even if I take the mortgage, you can't do the cable bill.
Right.
If I take the fucking car payments, you can take the car insurance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I take the mortgage, the car payment, and car insurance, you can take the fucking groceries and the
better
cable.
The
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can,
right.
we going to have some kind of trade-off. And at the same time, if I got these, when it comes to vacations and outings,
you got that.
That's
yeah,
your,
like, it's
that's
somewhere,
your
bill. And that's
you know
where
saying?
It comes in, compromise. Like, just talk
it's
about
it's some
it.
Kind of compromise.
And you know, you got to have it out.
It's honesty. And that's the key to the beginning of it all. The honesty and communication. Some men don't want to admit where they fall short. Some men can't tell you that I'm not going to be emotional. But I'll be perfectly honest, because we from the other side of it. There are a lot of women that are not emotionally ready to support a man. Not in the sense that every man needs a woman to support them to make it or whatever, but you, in a partnership damn near, that woman does grow that man to make him better. So in a sense,
I think social media is even worse, because now social media, women want the same standards that they see, and they have to realize that before you get that man, it's things that you have to do, and even once you get that man, there's things that you may have to do with him. Like, everybody wants Jay and Beyonce or this and that, like, type of marriage goal couple, but it's still social media. You don't see behind the scenes. Even B got cheated on, you really don't know how deep it goes, and you don't know what some of these people did to get these people to this place. Like, a lot of these people, they help build each other up. So when you got this high standard and that high standard, but you're not even at that standard, you can't expect to get that. Because if you do get that, you're not going to get all of it. You're going to be a side piece, or you're going to be one of 30, or it's not going to be all you. Because why would somebody else stoop down to a level that you don't want to stoop down to yourself? So you got to realize the value that you want, you have to match it. And you can't say that you match it. You have to honestly be matching it. And that's what I think a lot of people do in 2020 with social media being a thing. Everybody's lying. Everybody's playing this role that they're not. Everybody's a pretender. Most people aren't honest. Everybody want to act like this car that they rent for one day is the car they drive every day. This Airbnb that they rent out for one night is an Airbnb that they get in every week when 17 people just paid for the Airbnb. It wasn't just them, right? Nobody's being honest about anything. And it's not even just financially, emotionally, everything. It's like
the influencer on YouTube with the ad. You want to make $50,000 a month and they on the Airbnb on the fucking beach. Yeah, like, come on, dog.
People need to just understand you'll cherish your life more and live in the moment more when you stop comparing.
That's a big fact. Mind your fucking business. Like, you don't gotta be him. I'm not comparing myself to no man.
Don't worry about what the next man is doing, and you know, take that time, that effort, and that energy to focus on your own. Shit, I ain't gonna hold you. I hate my job, but I spend damn near double to 8 hours a day on a business plan or trying to work on something else or figure out another way out.
Right.
And something gonna cash out for that trade-off, but I'm gonna put that fucking time in. I'm gonna write down them notes and them ideas. I'm gonna communicate with the right people that'll put you on different platforms to be able to grow into something instead of me just doing this normal stagnant job. But you got to be honest and communicate and just bitch. And they got the shit on and they ain't put me on and I know this motherfucker. But fuck all of that, dog. You know what I'm saying? Applaud the next man. If anything, learn how to be vocal, honest, and communicate. Go to that man. I want to congratulate you on what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't even going to hold you. I've been working on something on my own aspect. I can't seem to get over this, that, and the third. You know, experience in life is about, you know, being able to pass that on. So, you know, that ability to talk to somebody and just transfer and communicate and, you know, level up, like, just be honest, be real.
That's don't the biggest thing. You gotta be
fuck
honest.
The fake shit, like, please. Like,
I never even, like, for me, like, at one point I realized that, like, I had an issue with that. Like, for me, like, when I first moved out of my mom's house, now, while I was super happy because, like, yeah, it's independent, this and that, I'm knowing a lot of other people who still live with their parents, and they were saving all their bread and just wasting it on dumb shit. I'm sitting there like, I gotta be responsible. These niggas don't. And it took me like a couple of months to realize that, but I'm like, bro, you low-key hate it. And it's like, I had to check that because I'm like, bro, that's not the mentality I want to have. So it's like, but you gotta be honest with yourself. A lot of people are like, no, I'm just being real. I'm doing this and they not. No, I'm not gonna lie to myself. I'm being a little envious and jealous. So I checked that, started big upping people more, and that shit made me realize, listen, if you're in this position, one, it's paid off for me anyway, but it's like, if you're in a position like this and you don't like it, bro, it's better yourself. Do more. Yeah, do something about it. Don't complain about it. Don't sit on your ass. Don't say, why me? Don't pray, why me and not them? I hate when people do that because all of those things right there, it's not going to get you any further. Bro, if you're not willing to put in the work, you're not going to get there. Like, that's really that simple. Some people get blessed. Some people get lucky. That's not you. Once you accept that and move on, you'll be in a better spot.
I'm gonna wrap that up by saying, cherish the women in your life.
That's a big thing.
Saying, understand what they really go through. You know, understand as men, truly, we need to do better in that regard of respecting and honoring women. You know, we don't even need to get into categories of different topics of it. We just need to do better.
That's a big
all in all across the board.
But I am gonna say this. If you're not one of them women that's really out there living the lifestyle that we talking about, don't be sitting there like, yeah, y'all need, nah.
Yeah,
that's not you. Because it's not everybody. It's really not. Because every woman wants to be.
Select,
yeah, saying? Like we talking to the real ones that's doing it without any of that like bullshit. The people that's really doing it, you never see them post about it. They just do it. That's the lifestyle they live because it's truly them.
It's truly
them. They're not putting up the facade about it. So those women that's doing it on a daily basis, it's really a big shout out to y'all. And I hope that I find a woman like that. I'm not married yet. But if I like, listen, when I get that, I'm going to get that.
I love you, baby.
That topic, though, made me think, like, when you in those weird stages of talking, or like, you need to ask the important questions, like, how do you view, like, how you should pay bills? Is it 50-50? You think the man should bear more? Like,
those are the real questions that fuck.
The Evidence Podcast?
Dog.
I'm getting on the phone. You know what I'm saying?
But those are the real questions, dog. Because there's no need for me to invest in my time.
What's your views
and
on
then I know that, yeah. I know that, you know, what you make and I know where you work, but I really don't know how you handle money and I really don't know your dynamic when it comes to partnerships, relationship, love, anything. So in 2-3 months, when something happens, because that's how life is, something's going to happen that's going to trigger that. Yeah. And then you about to fucking explode on me and I didn't even know that you really had all of this shit festering up, boiling down under or whatever. Like, I could have backed out on
Let's talk about it now, so we know
real shit.
How you'll handle it. And I do that all the time.
And it works, honestly. Some men hate the fact of how forthcoming women are in that beginning awkward stage. To an extent, and don't get me wrong, some of y'all be doing too fucking much. I'm out of the dating game or whatever, but I do remember that shit. Some of y'all be doing too goddamn much and asking too much that isn't really needed at that point. But there are a bunch of other questions that can be asked in the beginning, because knowing who, and no different than a fucking credit check, like knowing who and how you are in past experiences gives me an idea or understanding of what you'll be in the future. Yeah.
I think a real important question is, like, what do you do, or like, how do you handle yourself when you're mad or frustrated? Like,
yeah, that's one that
are you a, like, are you a person that shuts down?
Do you snap?
Are you a person that snaps?
I know me personally, I barely answer that question.
Do you escalate the situation? Mm-hmm. Are you one to fester and let things boil? Mm-hmm. You know?
It's not that deep person. Like, it's
one of the things that hate me the most is the ones that play nonchalant.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, they want you to try more. Mm-hmm. But you give me the attitude of fuck you, it's dismissed and you don't care.
So when y'all be like, oh,
but
right.
When I say, all right, then in all honesty, that actually hurts you more.
Yeah, now you're like, you don't really care about
real,
me.
Real shit. Like, but wait, you told you didn't give. Don't do that shit. So if I ask that question, though,
and you say, if I ask that question earlier, like, oh, I might act like I don't care, but deep down, I really do. Now I know, or now I'm going to go chase her. You know what I mean?
And that's also an honest thing, too, because a lot of people will be like, I don't care, but they're not being honest with you, because then when the situation happens, it'll be a completely different vibe.
Here's a question that I've thought about, and I mean, at the time that I thought about it, I was already out of the jump, but I think that it's important. What was one of your past partner's biggest problems with you? What was one of your biggest issues?
That's a big one.
I play too much, and I act like I don't give a fuck.
That's some shit.
Yeah,
but I ain't gonna hold you.
I don't know when to stop playing, and I act like I don't give a fuck.
See, yeah, that's those are honest fucking answers, dude. That's
what yours is, or yours was.
What are mine's is. I mean,
my
personally,
dragged me out on Friday and Saturday.
Personally, but my previous relationships, if they were to say what my problems was, is
shit.
When I stop caring, I really show it.
That's a good one. Okay.
Because I really don't give a fuck once you take me to that point. I was a cheater before I got into this relationship.
Too. Boy,
I ain't even gonna bullshit, like I ain't gonna hold it or whatever, but you know, that was my
cheater here was. It
outlet.
Was.
You know what I'm saying? Like that was my outlet. That was my escape. That was okay, problems here. All right, I'm gonna go do this to whatever. That's what I did. Not in a sense that anyone calls me to or triggered me too, you know, past experience. I got cheated on at a young age, so trust became an issue for me for a while. So when in relationships, if there was any signs for me to have to question or doubt your loyalty or trust, I will remove my feelings. I.e. go fuck whoever I wanted to.
Yeah, if I could get you before you get me.
Exactly. Or by the time you get me, I wouldn't care to the point that it will not shatter me. Because right, that's what happened first. I was shattered by that shit. You know what I'm saying? So here and now in the later years, oh no, we're going to protect this motherfucking show. It's too mean. No, I won't give you the inside. And I'll be perfectly honest, because we're being perfectly honest. I have lost a love being that asshole. And I have gone years without love being that asshole. And it took me a minute to get over that cycle, but be honest enough to admit what the fuck that cycle was.
I feel like everybody had it.
Real shit.
Everybody had it.
That's the cycle of life, though. Get the honesty. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's, and depending on who you talk to, they'll say it, you know, whether it's boy fucks over girl or girl fucks over boy, but the cycle gets started and the actions continue. You know, and how you come out of it and how you handle it, and do you carry it on to the next relationship, and do you hold on to how this one line, and it, whatever the fuck it is with the web, like it's the same shit or whatever. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that if they, I think that's what they would say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've always been, I think I check off the other boxes. You know, I'm very caring, you know what I'm saying? And I am the funny, playful one. I can lighten the mood or whatever, but if I get pissed.
That's over. I get that.
That's right.
Mine is similar. It's like, mine's a big one, like, I guess, loyalty. So, like, mine is, if I have any reason to doubt your loyalty or I feel like you wrong me anyway, I just cut you off. Like, I block people. Like, and anybody that's dating or talk to me can comment on, like, I will block you and act like I've never met you. And there's been some situations where I've been right to do that, but there's also been some situations where I've been wrong to do that. Like, some of my best relationships, I personally probably fucked them up because of situations like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, early on for me, I dated a lot of older women. So with me dating older women, I was insecure. Like, I'm like 16, 17, dating women that's like 24, 22. I'm thinking to myself, why do you want to talk to, I'm still in high school. This nigga's with jobs. So those insecurities led to like situations where I'm doubting what they doing when they say this and that. And mind you, at the same time, I'm young. I shouldn't be focused too much on this anyway. But while I was in that situation, I was, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go break up with you before you break on me, because you an old head that's going to leave you for somebody else anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that. I like rectified it. That got like handled more as I grew up in general. But the cut people off thing, like, that's a thing that now I've learned that, like, certain situations you gotta let go. Because I used to really hold on to, like, if we argued about something and I still felt uneasy about it, I might hold on to it. That I learned to let that go. But if I feel like you wronged me anyway, I feel like to this day, if I have concrete evidence as to, like, you doing it, just cut you off.
I feel like a guy dating an older woman is probably, like, really a bad idea. Like, y'all can have fun, y'all can do y'all. But dating an older woman is a bad idea because she is at a certain stage in her life where she wants certain things that we're not going to be ready for.
True. I think it's a yes. Well, yeah, not yet, because you hit it right. Y'all can have fun, but being in a relationship.
Right.
I was talking to somebody like 27, 28, and she was like, I would say something like, why are you seeing or some shit like that? She would say, nobody want to marry me. Oh, what?
I mean, I get that too.
But like, I just met you. Like, we not, like, she was like, what's your idea on marriage? I'm like, it's a goal, but I'm not ready for it today or tomorrow. She's saying it like she was ready for that shit today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
like, and just like you at 17 and like she's 24, like, she's ready for kids in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And you might, now, if it's a guy older and a girl is young, that's cool. I can wait, whatever, until she actually ready. But for the girls, like, they got that clock.
Yeah, man. That kind of goes to like a lot of people
think that that's even more weird. For the girls to be younger and the guys to be older.
I think it depends on the age, but a lot of people, like, since I've been, like, growing up, it's always been women mature faster than men. So I think that's why people always were, like, people with the age of men and women, it's wrong when you look at it number-wise, but when you look at it, like, psychologically, people be like, yeah, that makes sense. She 19, he 22, they kind of...
They were about the same level, so yeah,
like,
yeah.
If it's a huge age gap, then yeah, I'm like, whoa. But, yeah, like, a few years... I get that. And it is, I think it also does come down to like your mentality. Like right now, we still young, but like for me, I'm personally not looking to do like a whole lot of partying anymore. My thing is, if I'm talking to you, it's because I want to see if you have the potential to be either a serious relationship or a wife. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not in a moment going to play around, but like if I'm looking to talk to you, it's because of stuff like that. Because at the end of the day,
you know what the goal is.
Yeah, I know what the goal is.
So and like, testing potential.
Yeah, so right? I really dug up on where you want to be.
Time and interest in something that I don't see.
Yeah, or if I don't see.
The part is 9 months in, once you start to realize or see certain trees that it's not their life, how you distance yourself. I already know how you
do. Hard as fuck. He already said he can cut people.
But like, nah, my thing is, my thing is, with situations, I'm always honest. Like, I'll tell, like, last time I talked to somebody and it didn't work out. I honestly told him.
He did it. It was over a year, and he just thought he was in love. He just backed the fuck out.
Yeah, we might want to. Let's not go there. Okay.
I mean, he ain't blocking with her, but he
fucking strong.
Like, not my wife. Like, I can't. Like, he just stopped it before it got too far.
If I call you, babe, you babe for the day. 4 days of the night.
Hey, it wasn't like that, though. Like, he was really.
Nah, it was. I was hitting him in the love, but then it's like. Yeah, but yeah, I'm about to say the thing is though, I'm like I was honest about my reasons as to ending it. And my biggest thing, I know exactly what the relationship he's talking about. No, honestly, I wasn't ready. That's what the biggest thing was back then. I wasn't ready for that full on commitment. I think the time you're talking about, I still
talking about two different ones.
Okay, well, one of them I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. I'm not gonna go into detail about
college
it.
College one and then
Lord.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't ready. And like I wasn't ready for everything that came with it. So I was honest about it. But I backed up. But I was honest. My thing is, I'm not going to waste your time and fake like I'm still in it. Because if I'm mentally out of it, I don't want to waste your time.
That's key.
And my biggest thing, like, my biggest takeaway from that, like, even that situation was I wasn't ready, but I can't talk a big game like I am. Because sometimes I would whisper the right things like I was ready, but then I had to be honest with myself and say, bro, you're not ready for this next level. So it's like I had to take time, really understand that, and then tell myself, until I am ready, I'm not going to approach anyone write that again. And that's kind of like the thing that I've been on. So,
right before you start, Kevin, okay. It's not you, it's me. Like, that's a real thing.
You absolutely yeah, the fuck thing. Right. You are absolutely the fuck right. I just want to throw out there, because we're on this topic, ladies, in that moment where we are being that honest that you sometimes don't like, don't care for, or want to say that we're not being really honest when we're telling you our fucking raw feelings, listen, that shit hurt, okay? Mm-hmm. It hurt us when we thought about it. It hurt us
yeah,
the fucking
easy
second.
To do it. Yeah, it's definitely
it's gonna hurt us once this shit is over. But please respect that man for not fucking up more time in your goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm
saying the right shit right here, though. That's
I don't know his shit.
Yeah.
He don't know my shit. Mm-hmm. But I've been there. Okay, to an extent. I've been there.
You can be upset, but you can't be mad at me.
And that's just it. She got mad for me being honest, but I was legit. If I don't see it,
you can't
fake it. Yeah,
like, now, you can be mad that I broke up with you, but don't be mad at me for being honest.
Don't be mad at me for being honest. Real shit.
Don't tell me I want to go fuck other. Like, no, that's not why.
None of that shit matters.
Now you can be upset and emotional, even though I'm breaking up with you. I think people also forget that too. In a lot of situations, when someone really cares about you, breaking up with you is not easy. Like I've contemplated breakups a few times. I've cried trying to break up with females because it's not easy. It's an emotional thing, and when you realize that you're letting somebody go that you've built relationships with and memories with. It's not easy. Even if I feel like I need to break up with you, that doesn't mean that it's okay,
that it's okay
or it's easy.
Or
and like a lot of people are like, well, if it was so easy, you wouldn't do it. No. It's the fact that I know right now we're not going to go on the right path. It's going to be a toxic ending. Right now I'm trying to save face from that toxic ending. And maybe we could try something later or maybe not, but I'd rather not be that extra
and I really
therapy session in your life.
I
yeah.
really care about
and
you.
And at the end of the day, so yeah, it really comes from the heart.
I'm saying I really care about you. I care about you enough to know this ain't going to work, so I'm going to let you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's better or worse to just block somebody or like let them know.
No. Let them know.
No, you gotta.
I block people after they act crazy.
Yeah,
or
after they wild.
Once you do too much, it's like if we break up and you call my phone 1,000 times snapping on me, I'm
gonna block you.
Or if you get disrespectful, I'm gonna block you. But or like no, I'm not gonna lie. This is fucked up. I don't do this now. But if you call me and you constantly crying,
you drunk.
I can't take that. So I will block people for a little bit. Like for a day or two, I'll be like, listen, I'm ready to talk again. But if you're going to keep crying, I'm going to help. Because I don't want to hear that because it really is emotional for me too. Now I don't do that because I understand. I really understand that, one, I was just the person that you came to for everything. So while we just broke up, one, you mentally might not be ready to accept it. And two, I was just your crutch for everything. So you can't come to nobody else to cry to the way you can come and cry to me about it. So while I am just the guy that broke up with you, I'm also the guy that was like your shoulder to cry on for how many years or months. So I have to accept the fact that with me breaking up with you, I got to be there for you for the first couple of weeks or days till you get to that point where you're strong enough to just be like, all right, I get it. On to the next. So I'm really focus on myself.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, bro, I couldn't handle that.
Yeah,
I'd break down all the time and be like, listen, I'm blocking her. Because I'd be like either playing a game with him or something, doing something like that. Like, yo, I just had to block her because she was in my ear crying. And he'd be like, damn. Yeah, but like, that's an honest thing. And that's the biggest thing. Like, we can all talk about this because we've been honest. We can all talk about our flaws because we've been honest. And for most of us, these flaws have been changed. Like, am I 100% like the perfect guy? Hell no. But
no.
My issues that I have already talked about, I've already changed. The situation that I brought up, I've already changed. And for the most part, I'm pretty sure I can say that about there. Well,
I think it felt like
about yours.
No, I asked it because like, but I feel like the stage didn't get there to where I really had to explain myself. Like I didn't owe her an explanation.
I get that.
But like I met her like on like a, it was before Labor Day, I think. So Sunday before Labor Day.
Okay.
And then, like, she wanted to, like, chill on Tuesday. I backed out, like, no, I'm busy, da 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 da. And then she wanted to chill again, like, on Sunday. But, like, while we talking and shit, I could really see, like, she was really liking me. Like, she wanted to make me her boyfriend, but I didn't.
Yeah, like, I didn't catch that vibe,
at all. Yeah. So, it's like, before it even got too far, like, that Sunday, I blocked her that day. Because, like, she was going to come over and it was going to get too far. Like, I didn't have sex with her, so I don't even feel like I really
feel like you had to. But you, like, I mean, I feel like if she felt like she liked you enough to make you her boyfriend, you didn't have ties to her, but she was emotionally invested enough where you could have just.
And then she texted me from another number and, like, cursed me the fuck out. Like,
yeah, that's what you go ahead. I ain't gonna lie, you was a nigga for that, bro.
I feel like the fact that I didn't know her, like, me telling her, like,
well, how long would y'all text her? I'm not even gonna say
you talking
about
week.
Oh, okay, all right, I missed that part. Sunday, all right, like, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like it would have fucked her, like, I don't know, but it might have fucked her self-esteem up or her confidence or something like that. Like, you not girlfriend material for me.
Yeah.
That don't mean you not girlfriend material
for like the next
so
thing.
So I just blocked it. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to
say that. Question I got. How do you tell a female if you don't like, all right, so it was this female I was talking to one time, and she was cool. Like, personality was amazing and everything. And she had a situation where she had lost a grand amount of weight. And I championed her. I'm like, that's amazing. Shit. You lost a lot of weight. Yeah, she actually watched the podcast. So before I even speak on this, I'm not going to like say a name or anything like that, but I hope you don't find this offensive. But because it's something I've lived through, I want to like know other people's opinion. But we eventually like, you know, chill. And like with her having clothes on, her body looked right. Like it was great. Like everything looked perfect. But once we had sex and she took her clothes off, her body, like, it wasn't bad, but it was, like, a lot of extra skin. And
she lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, and that's, like, I said, I agree. I understood that. Right. But I just could, like, it just didn't do it for me. Okay. Like, I went through with it that night.
Yeah.
And I told her afterwards how I felt. But I wanted to be honest because I knew that she felt a way about me. And I didn't want her to just get the cold shoulder from me. So I was honest about it. I was trying to be honest in my most honest way. And, of course, I still hurt her. I still hurt her feelings. I still, like, pretty sure, like, damaged her self-esteem a little bit, but I didn't want to lie to her. Why I knew she was going to want to have sex again, and I didn't want to, and...
That's a
very, like, how do you go about a situation?
That's
like
a very delicate
situation. Because, like, I don't feel like what I did was right, but I don't feel like what I did was wrong.
Yeah,
like,
that's a very delicate situation within itself. I ain't even going to bullshit you. I don't know how to handle that. But, I mean, at the same time, I mean, like you said, that's a self-esteem thing. That's body shaming. Yeah. That's mental. That's more of something else. But at the same time, you know, we doing the grown up, dog. We both got to be comfortable, intrigued, and want what we want. So I have to be honest and no, it ain't got nothing against you. But yeah, like right now,
and that's what I tried to stress. Like that wasn't what it was. Like, and I kept like, and of course, after somebody tells you something like that, you don't want to hear all the other good shit that comes after. But my biggest thing was I need to be honest because I'm not going to force myself to be in a situation.
That's just a hard, delicate situation.
Yeah, and I felt bad, like, even after doing it, because I didn't, like, want to hurt her feelings, but I wanted to be honest because I knew it was something that I wasn't going to continue to, like, do.
Yeah, let me wrap that up this way by saying that 9 times out of 10, and again, I don't know the woman, I don't know the situation, I didn't know him at the time. I'm going to forget this joint after we talk about it. But anyway, if y'all done did the deed, to an extent, to some degree, I'm pretty sure one of y'all done hit each other with the, you know, I like, or like the fact that I can talk to you, or we can be honest and talk about other things and be real with one another. You can't have them kind of conversations and then act out the way you do when I'm honest or real with you, because
I think a lot of people do that. It's people choosing. Like, people, but that's what people do. They like,
but that's just it. Yeah. But that's just it. Don't say this shit if you're not ready.
Women are always saying they love that you're being honest, but when you're honest, they don't want to hear it.
Exactly.
How long were y'all talking about?
Yeah, because at the same time,
it was a couple months, because, like, we was talking for a couple months before we even, like, did anything. Like, we hung out a few times, but like I said, we weren't having sex. Like, we would watch movies, stuff like that, where, like, we was chilling.
She was big in the beginning?
When I met her, no. I met her after all that.
Okay,
but
you met her, like, after she lost the weight.
Yeah, but, okay, like, with most women, you know how to hide your body.
Of course.
Like, you know, she knew
they the know right what types to wear.
You know the kind of makeup to put on. So, on the surface, like I said, in clothes, everything looks amazing. And again, like, I'm not, like, I don't want this to seem shallow, but I'm being honest. Like, I didn't like what I seen. And it wasn't like the, like I said, it wasn't the size, it wasn't the weight. It was just, for me, especially this being something I've never seen before, it was just the loose skin. I just didn't know how to take it. When having sex, I didn't know what the fuck to grab. Like, I just didn't know.
And that's it. That's the way to keep it nice. Yeah. But yeah, it's honest.
I was like, yeah,
he was being honest. He was being honest, bro. He was being honest. There's no other way around it. There is no other way around it.
I was trying to be honest with T. I'm going to always be honest with T. Sometimes the things you say, it is not what you say, it's how you say it. I do know that.
Yeah.
And I feel like we've been honest, like, this entire episode. So I do want to end it off with, like, one last question. It's a pretty wild question, but I want y'all to be completely honest with you. So.
No.
You get kidnapped.
Oh, shit.
I'm not gonna see it.
First of all, me and him talking about this topic like 2 weeks ago.
This is where we go.
And his answer was good.
Wait.
Let's talk about honesty. Because he ain't being honest. When we first started, let me finish the question.
You get
kidnapped. Gun to your head, because a lot of men have an issue with this question because it doesn't take the masculinity out. But the killer puts a gun to your head and he says, "Suck my dick or take a bullet to the head." What are you going to do? Now, like, before I let you answer,
he's going to do what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Before I let you answer, 2 weeks ago, his head was
I'm going to tell my own answer.
Okay. Your own answer. Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
Wait, hold up. Real quick. I remember we both had this conversation in high school, too. But it was like for millions of dollars. But I'm going to give you an answer. I'm going to see what the same answer you gave my
husband. For millions of dollars?
I don't know.
You ain't get kidnapped and you get millions of dollars.
No. That's two different things. Yeah. In high school, I remember his answer, though. So I'm going to see if the answer is the same.
It's going to go two ways. Either I know I'm not gay, and I'm still not going to be gay before or after this. Like, it is what it is. I know I like girls. Or I'm going to act like I'm about to, punch him in the balls, and take my chances fighting.
All right, come on. Niggas always trying to get out of the situation.
I said it.
If you ain't got a gun to your head, and you suck at the other nigga's dick, you ain't punching nobody in the balls. That's two niggas.
But it's like, even if I do it, what's stopping him from just shooting me in the head at the end of the day?
Guarantee. I don't, like, this is a guarantee.
I don't want to answer this.
No, the tricky question is, boy say, you got a gun to your mom head.
Oh, God.
And you got to do it. That's the real question. I can sacrifice myself, but if I would sacrifice my mom.
Let's take it there. I already know my answer, but before I go.
Not by the
Remember the plastic bag? Or you don't remember that? I got great memories, so I remember every little thing. In high school, what? Remember what you said about the plastic bag?
What?
You so girl.
I be playing around, no. So.
He said for $10 million, I'm going to put a plastic bag. Over that shit, man.
Oh, man. I was broke.
Hey, look. Yeah, that was like senior year of high school. Oh, yeah.
But it is.
I'm going to go first because mine is sure and sweet. I promise you, if he don't shoot me and my mom, the moment I suck his dick, my mom is shooting me. My mom would not allow it. Like, 1,000%. Anybody that knows my mom knows she's religious to a T. So with my mom being religious,
but she does not. Gay.
But listen, but with my mom, but my mom being religious, listen, yes.
So let's say you turn out gay, your mom will kill you?
No. But so in that moment, I'm just being dramatic. Is she literally gonna shoot me? No. But my mom would probably like low key disown me. Like, being honest,
you had a gun in your head. It's different.
I tried to save you, mom.
My mom, like, I can see like, you bro, not like out here sucking down for
my mom is like religious to a T. It is an abomination to her to do that. So, with that being said, bro,
what church your mom go to?
She's not a Christian. I told you, I'm not a Christian. I'm an Israelite. All right. But with her being religious to a T, she would not, bro. She would tell him, shoot me now, because my son is not sucking your penis. So for me, it'd be probably harder if it was my life. Cause she will, I promise you, she would try to find a way for me to shoot her so she don't even have to think about me having to pick or choose.
Cause her, what if it was your daughter? What if it was just your daughter?
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Y'all making this shit even more hard. Like, y'all just want us to suck the nigga dick?
That's it.
I just want to hear.
I said, yo.
I just want to hear his honest answers. Like the mom part art that got him out. I want, if it's your daughter, is you gonna take the bullet? If you gonna take the letters when you get killed, that's what you gonna do. But I just, he not getting that.
They
were
literally out.
No, not
yet.
I had to suck the dick. You gotta suck the dick.
What you gotta suck? What
fuck
you
talking about?
The dick. Like, yeah, like.
Ooh, for the daughter one, I don't got a kid yet to even know how I feel, bro.
This nigga keep taking out.
Nah, because if it was me, I can be honest and say, I don't think I would bring myself to do it. Like, thought wise, you might be like, listen, you just, but like, literally,
you can't have
like,
sir. Please. Did you take a shower?
I don't, like, personally, I don't think I could, like, physically bring myself to do it. Like, mentally, like, can I tell myself, you're going to do it? Probably. But in that moment, maybe because it's a gun to my head, I can tell myself that. But right now, think about it, I don't think I can tell myself to do it. I think I'm going to just be like, bro, if you really want to shoot me over some head, you're going to have to shoot me. I'm going to try to make it seem as dumb as possible to kill me, but I honestly can't. I probably would die. I don't think I can bring myself to do it. Like, for my life personally, now, when you start bringing in family, that's different because it's that true. Love is different. Yeah. My life, like you said, it's easy to sacrifice your own life. For my life.
But I can't.
Yeah, but it's like.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, you're going. Alright, if I gotta answer this,
I'm not taking a gunshot either. Like, alright, to be like completely honest, like I'm playing around and shit like that. But to be completely honest, I'm going to take my chances fighting that nigga. Like,
I mean,
I'm fighting for my life. So I'm really going to trust me winning or at least getting the gun out your hand and taking the fuck off. Then you shooting me. Like, all you want is some head. I want to save my life. So I'm gonna take my chance to win.
Right, like my
whole distracted. Is you're saying, good. Yeah.
Right, you're thinking out right now. You're like, you're about to get in the zone. That's what you gotta do. You gotta talk them through it. Like, yo,
see,
get,
you
get
real comfortable.
As soon as you go like, damn, are you really gonna kill me? All right, pull your pants down. Boom! And then he gonna go down and take off or pick up the gun.
All right, me and you both, man, I need your honest answer, Kev.
Nah, you might shoot me.
I'm not taking the gunshot though. Yeah. That's not just shoot.
If I ain't got nothing, I can't.
If family was involved, do you think you have an answer or no? Like, do you have a clear cut answer?
But see, I ain't gonna hold you. Me knowing me, I'm a fighter by choice. So I'm gonna try and fight my way out of anything, just like they said. But you know, you bring family into the mix, dog, that just changes circumstances and shit. No, I don't have a daughter, but I do have a mother. You mean wife, whatever.
Sons,
yeah, like it just brings circumstances into the play different. But at the same time, you talk about me doing that shit in front of my sons, nigga. What about the image I'm gonna put in my kid's life or in my kid's head? Fuck no, nigga. I'm gonna if I hit this nigga, you better follow the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna struggle this motherfucker and cut that shit off.
If you're in another city with like the gun to my mom or my grandma's head. Like,
some wild, crazy shit.
And I'm right here, and I can't get to him.
You gotta
like,
do that shit.
I probably would do it. Like, I'm not gonna let myself. You're not gonna let yourself get your people killed.
Not over something like that, man. At the same time, bro.
I'd rather take the shame. I'd rather take the shame or whatever come with it than the regret of, like, that's literally, I killed them, basically. So, like, I'd rather take that shame.
I'd rather be the shame that comes with the shame that you put on yourself because you're the only one to know. He ain't like, keep on posting on Instagram, hey, yo, they just suck my dick. You're the only one that knows. So I get that completely. Yeah, situations like that where you can't control the outcomes because your family are like, they're not in your presence, that's a completely different outcome.
But, crazy ass.
Like, damn, you couldn't have picked my brother? Like, what? My brother sucked me. He sucked a better dick. He used to be gay.
If I
really want to say my dad, I'm sucking me in the house. Like, pick my dad.
All right, all right, all right.
Well, first of all, I ain't gonna say my brother used to be gay. We're gonna look at that and be like, you just said used to.
All right, he used to suck dick though. He know what he's doing.
Yeah, like, he know what he's doing.
He took me balls right, and everything. Like, get me the fuck out of this.
All right, you know how dudes like girls that's like never been touched because it's new.
I don't know what
you've
like.
Never been touched, so it's new.
He don't know that.
I don't want no girl.
He just get my ass busted. He don't know that.
First of all,
I'm Kev.
It's Dave. It's a day.
I'm clipping that.
Scream at me. Hey,
all that shit. Stop.
It's Kyle.
It's Kev.
It's Dave.
All right, y'all. This is Scream Podcast. We just wanted to make this clip real quick to let y'all know. Episode 15 was our last episode for the next few weeks. With us all venturing into a lot of new things, Kev expecting a baby in the next few weeks possibly. We want to be able to give you guys good content. We don't want it to be rushed or forced. And I also want to be respectful of all the things that we're doing and Kev and his family. At the end of the day, he's having a kid. And as I look at him more and more like family, I would want my family member to be able to take off from any other duties that they had and to be able to just relax and do their thing. I do want to start to venture off into other things podcast-wise in the next few weeks, so I feel like that'll be our experimental process. We will start doing Instagram Live. We will start making like short clips of things outside of the podcast setting, whether we're talking about things podcast-wise or we're just, you know, showing you what we're doing like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys give us feedback on how y'all like it, but that's kind of like how things will be going for the next few weeks, the longest a month. I mean, I feel like right now maybe 2 to 3 weeks is the plan. And I'll keep you guys updated. Kevin, keep you guys updated. You'll see us all on Instagram eventually. And
I post pictures of the baby when he get here, so y'all know we ain't lying and bullshitting.
Yeah, little Kev coming.
But you know, yeah, little Kev to the six.
I was about to say little Kev to the six power.
Little Kev to the six power. But
they got one on the way.
Baby Bash. That's Baby Bash. Smash.
He really looked like that the whole
time. The whole time and shit.
All right, y'all.
Thank y'all, man, for the love and support. Continue watching. Season 2 coming soon, all right?
Yeah, all
man.
Up. Y'all locked doors, bitch.